views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. Unfortunately, Sky has not been feeling good at all, and she's under the weather, and so therefore, you are going to get 2 hours of me, 2 hours of Artie, and I will give you my best of the best for 2 hours straight, make it as enjoyable as possible. And if anybody wishes to call in upon my topics or if wants a reading, feel free to call me anytime during the course of this show, and I will be more than happy to schmooze with you, and we'll get to know each other. And, you know, I was very blessed. I had the ability to go to Westerly, Rhode Island last weekend, and when I tell you, I had the best time. It was just so much fun, so much fun. I enjoyed every single moment of it. The beaches of Rhode Island, you know, you wouldn't think Rhode Island because it's such a small state, but the beaches of Rhode Island are so amazing and so beautiful, and it's gorgeous, it's serene, it's romantic, it's peaceful, and when I tell you, the landscape there is just breathtaking. And, yeah, like I said, I can't say enough about it. And the people at the Winnipeg Inn in Westerly were just so gracious to me, and they're always so very generous. And if you want to stay at a really, really nice hotel, you know, it's a family-built business, and it's really, really cool. And I'm not saying this as an advertising thing for them. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. When I tell you the rooms are great, the atmosphere is beautiful, and you know, I always tell my friends, when I leave Rhode Island, and I really mean this, when I leave Rhode Island, I feel like a little homesick. I hate to leave it. It is that beautiful. So if you ever have the ability, all right, to take a little, get a little getaway for a few days, a couple of days, go to Westerly, Rhode Island, or New Providence, Rhode Island. It's breathtakingly beautiful. You want to go down Bellevue Avenue in Newport, you want to go down Ocean Avenue in Newport, and the water is clean. The landscape is breathtaking. I could literally, I swear, if I wish I had $80 billion to afford these mansions out in Newport. It's just, I'm telling you, it's like fantasy land. It's that beautiful. And, you know, there's a lot of little great getaways. You know, New Orleans is a fun place to go to. Atlantic City is a fun place to go to. Boston, you know, is a fun place to go to. Washington, D.C. You know, you have all these really cool places. San Francisco. You know, it goes on and on and on. Nashville, Tennessee. That's one of my new spots I want to go to is Nashville. Actually, last weekend I was supposed to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I had a last-minute change of mind, and my friend who was coming with me, she has seen it already a couple of times, and so I said, you know what, I want to be a little different, and I can, you know, I'd rather go with somebody, especially for the first time, who's never been there, so to go with somebody at a place like that, I think that would be, you know, a blast to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And also try to go to maybe a, because it's in Cleveland, so to even go to maybe a Cleveland Cavalier game, that would be a bonus too. And And I would have even strongly considered going to Cleveland instead if Cleveland was playing in town, but they were playing out of town, and there's nothing in Cleveland. You know, they have their sports, you know, and that's it. As far as the baseball team and their basketball team. So we decided to go to Newport. I never get sick of it there, never. And it really is. It's cool. It's just such a fun place. So I'm the type of person who's pretty spontaneous, and I'm usually not the practical person when it comes to life and when it comes to fun. And, you know, when I do counseling with people, I always tell people, you know, usually the word practical and the word fun isn't in the same category, isn't in the same sentence, you know. And, you know, being able to step out of your comfort zone and to do something different, that's a lot of fun. Seriously, just to go out. You know, there are times I've gone on trips, and with no exaggeration, and I just know that I'm going to the area, and I have no clue what I'm going to do until the moment hits me. You know, or you know, I'll ask somebody in the local area where's a good place to go, where's a fun place to go, and you know, people tell you. So I got to tell you, there was a time where I had to. I'm switching gears a little bit here. Oh, and happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. Happy St. Paddy's Day. And, you know, to all our Irish friends out there, even if you're not Irish, if you like to drink, you're going to love it. So enjoy, drink up, be merry. You know, that's always a lot of fun. So I know a lot of friends who are going to parties, and I was in Starbucks this morning with my assistant, Alona, and there was these four cute girls. They're all dressed up in their Irish gear and look really adorable. And I said, where's the parade where you're going? And they said, we're going to New York City. I said, oh my God, I'm jealous. They said, come along. You know, that's the true spirit. They're like, oh, I'm out of here, you know? So, so it's a lot of fun. And New York City, also a great place to have nonstop fun. You know, I once took a friend. I met this girl. I was talking to her. This was going back probably about my friend Lori. We just met, and this was probably about maybe, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. And we were talking on the phone for a few months, and I asked her, I said, what are you doing for New Year's? She goes, I'm not doing anything. I said, and she lives in the Green Bay area. So I said, well, why don't you come to New Jersey? I said, then we'll go into New York, and you know, we'll go the day after, you know, New Year's Eve. You don't want to go on New Year's Eve because it's too crazy. So we went the day after New Year's Eve into New York City, and so we took a train in, which is a lot of fun. We took a train in, and then the first place I took her was Macy's right across Penn Station. And then after Macy's, and now mind you, there was snow on the ground. So all the trees and the grounds were snow-capped and looked really, really beautiful. And so we went to a Beatles show that day. We saw, it was like a Beatlemania show. And we went out for drinks. We went out for dinner. I took her for a carriage ride around Central Park. It was just an awesome day, and everything with the exception of the show was spontaneous. Didn't know what we were going to do. We went to Rockefeller Center, you know, we did a little shopping, and, it was just so much fun. And at the end of the day, you know, when we got back to my place, she looked at me right in the eyes. My friend Lori looked at me in the eyes, and she said, Artie, I kid you not, this was singularly the best day of my life. I go, really? She goes, I swear to God, it was such a great time. And it was just great. You know, you can't capture those moments. You know, you have great, great times. And you try to go back to that place. You try to go back to that spot and, you know, to try to capture those great moments. And for some reason, the chemistry is lost, you know. But All right, everybody. Already, I got to go and take a break. And if anybody wants to call in, if you want to get a reading, feel free to give me a call at 1-800. What is it, Bri? 1-800?
1-800-930-2819.
There you go. 1-800-930-2819. I didn't have it in front of me, but now I'm going to keep it in front of me. All right, everybody. So stick around because me, myself, and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Have I told you lately that I love you?
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue, the conversations will become stronger, and the healing epic. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Love there is no cure for.
say that I never felt this way. I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. I only want to make you happy, and if you say hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I would say most of my reads has to do with love and relationships and, you know, perceptions of and, you know, where you're at, where they are, where you are. And, you know, love comes in so many different variations. You know, there's the love of yourself, which a lot of us need to do more of, loving yourself. There's the love towards your parents, the love towards your partner. In life, the love towards your kids, the love towards your friends, the love that you have for life, the love that you have for your pets. Love comes in many different facets. And, you know, it's incredible because there's also being in love. What's the difference? You know, there are a lot of people who love their partners or they love their kids or they love their family members, but I don't like you. And that's a problem, you know, because a lot of us, you know, it's actually probably better to be liked at times than it is to be loved because, you know, you love somebody unconditional. Like, what do you mean by loving somebody unconditional? Actually liking somebody could actually be better than loving someone unconditionally. And the reason why I say that, now listen, now hear me out on this one. Loving somebody unconditionally, like when your kid does something really bad, say they do drugs or they go to jail or you have an abusive partner or, you know, somebody does really something bad or, you know, we tend to hold on to certain people in our life, but you love them unconditionally, you still love them, but you don't like them, you know, and you love them no matter what. And that's what unconditional love is. I love you no matter what. But just because you love somebody unconditionally, again, it doesn't mean you like the person. The ultimate, ultimate love that I've discovered in recent is to be loved by somebody, but also just as important to like them. You know, it's like when I go into an ice cream store, I love ice cream, but I don't like all flavors, you know? So if bubblegum ice cream said to me, Artie, I'm an ice cream, don't you love me? I said, yes, I love you because you're an ice cream because I love ice cream. I just don't like you because I don't like particular flavors. I despise coffee-flavored, anything that tastes of coffee, coffee-flavored ice cream, coffee-flavored coffee, coffee-flavored candies. I don't like it. It's bitter. It's, oh my God. I think it's such a disgusting taste. And, but that's my opinion. I mean, thank God that, you know, companies are not dependent on my personal preference of choice when it comes to flavors, because all the coffee companies around the world would be on all the billions of dollars would be out, you know, these companies would be out if it was based on people like myself. I am a big tea drinker, though. I love tea. Love Yoo-hoo. The kid in me loves his Yoo-hoo. I just started cutting way back on my soda drinking. I love, and I'm not sorry to admit, I love Diet Coke. Love it. And I actually love it better than Diet Pepsi. But if I have Diet Pepsi caffeine-free, that I even like a lot. That I don't mind. But, yeah, so I'm being more health conscious. I've been losing weight, and I feel really good. I've been meditating more. And between meditation and working out and drinking a lot more water and being more conscientious on my diet, really, I've been doing pretty well. And I'm very proud of myself. My clarity has been stronger, and my stomach has been feeling so much better. And, I mean, right now, it's like when I walk into stores and I'll see something that I really love, I actually think about having it in my mind before I buy it. And if my stomach starts to feel weird about me having it, I won't buy it. And or sometimes, you know, I do get in those chocolate fixes, so I will buy the chocolate, but I'll only have a small piece. I don't have to have the small piece. So I've learned to eat just enough just to, for my heart's content. And when I do that, then I'm good, you know. I don't overly stuff myself, because then it takes away the pleasure of eating whatever it is you were eating. And then the waistband starts to, you know, the buttons unpop and the belts come done. And before you know it, you're waking up the next morning, like regretting it, like a bad hangover. I would say one of my ultimate favorite desserts in the whole world is a hot fudge brownie with walnuts with vanilla ice cream. Oh, my God. Or hot chocolate chips right out of the oven. Also orgasmic. Bagels right out of the oven. Fresh bagels right out of the oven. Oh, my God. And I'm not talking after being – I'm talking as soon as they're made. Boom. Gotta have it. Gotta have it. So that's – to me, those are my guilty pleasures, but I've cut way back, and thank God my stomach and waist has been going down. Thank God, after all these years. All right, everybody, stick around, because I am going to be reading somebody all the way from California, and we're going to have some more fun. So stick around, because me, myself, and I, we're all going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Past your window last night, I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key. I think that we should get together and try.
Back everybody, and happy St. Patty's Day, and this bud is for you. Hey, Brian. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody, and for all you people who love your beer and more alcoholic drinks. One of my friends told me he had an alcohol problem, and I didn't even know it. I said, "You really do have an alcohol problem?" He goes, "Yeah, the liquor stores are closed." I said, "Oh my God, you got a problem." So right now we have Karina. Hopefully she's still on the line. Karina, are you still there?
Let me get around. I'll be right with you. Already, keep talking, please.
Oh, okay, not a problem. So I was talking about this topic. You know, I don't want to get big time into other topics if Karina's going to be coming on soon. And as far as we were talking about love, and we were talking about, you know, what's the difference between, you know, love and like and infatuation, and, you know, a lot of people fall head over heels right away with people.
Okay, Artie. You ready? We got Karina on the line. Karina, welcome to the program.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Hi. So,
hey, Karina, how's it going?
It's going good. Thank you. For the most part, I guess.
What's the weather like in San Diego? I was just there maybe in January, and oh, my God, Coronado Island. Oh, my God, did I love that place.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's my way home and way to work over that bridge every morning. And it's just a blessing to be able to drive home through there.
My God, my God. So what is it that I could do you for, Karina?
Okay, well, basically, I am in a 10-year marriage that could potentially be over. Last night was like the first night my husband did not sleep at home. He went back to his mom's house. And basically, you know, we've been struggling for a bit. And I've kind of been letting go because of all the turmoil. And basically, I want to know, I mean, should I be looking towards a reconciliation, or, you know, start preparing for divorce? Because he's really upset and I'm upset, and I don't know if this is just like, you know, a phase, an emotion that we're both going through, and then, you know, we're going to get back together, or if I should just already start putting into my head, like, you know what, this is pretty much done. I'm not sure.
Well, put it this way, what I'm getting from my angel cards is that, you know, people grow comfortable with each other after so many years, and a lot of the sadness comes from, you know, changes. A lot of people have a hard time dealing with changes, and this is the part where I feel like I love you, but I don't like you, and it's like you've kind of grown apart. And, you know, it's like while you're together, you know when you're right with the right person, when you kiss the person, and, you know, and you feel that chemistry, or when you're there and you're really enjoying each other's atmosphere and chemistry. I feel like that both of you are trying too hard, resenting the fact that, you know, you're not loving me for who I am. You know, he wants what he wants. He wants to be how he wants to be, and you want to be how you want to be. And both of you aren't wrong, because both of you want what you want. And there's nothing wrong with that, only you want different things. Or that chemistry that once was isn't there. And right now, for so long, it's grown into an emotional codependency. And so there's this fear factor of breaking apart and having to start all over again, or to be alone. And so it's really, you know, which is the lesser evil? Is it harder to still stay with the person and have the resentments with inside your gut? Or is it better to then be out on your own and to reinvent yourself? Now, for me personally, I've done this a few times. Fortunately, unfortunately, I've done this a few times where literally I've been married three times. And, you know, my intentions that when I first marry somebody, my intentions are to stay with the person for a lifetime. But, you know, when you make a commitment, there's no guarantee what life has to offer you. And so a lot of times somebody wants to stay in the same space and place, whereas the other person wants to grow, or vice versa. Or there are times where, you know, you start off And then all of a sudden, because of your personal experiences with the people you meet, whether it be with work or whether it be through friends, your values could change, and they're not always the same. Now, what you have to feel with inside yourselves is, can we compromise enough where there's enough give and take to make one another happy? And right now, I feel like both of you are kind of like set in your ways. And it's like you, and I feel like the intimacy hasn't been there for a long time. Is this correct?
Yeah, it's actually been diminishing.
Yeah, and when for me personally, if there's no affection, you know, then the honeymoon is over. But for me personally, I'll tell you one thing, that when that honeymoon, I always say to whoever I'm with, I need to stay in that puppy love stage. I need to stay in that puppy love stage for me to have fun and for me to enjoy it. And not that everything has to be roses. I mean, you both grow through challenges in life. Something's telling me, though, to tell you the truth in my gut, that it's not over with you guys. And even though I feel the healthiest thing is to part ways, but I have a feeling between the two of you, you're going through a time in your life and you're going to be able to reconcile a little bit, but you're going to be compromising an awful lot to keep this going, because I'm getting at least one of you, if not both of you, is afraid of changes and afraid to have to start all over again. And it's very difficult. And then also your social dynamic with your friends, you know, being separated. But I don't know. I see this all too often where people tend to stay in relationships years, many years, way, 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 way too long, rather than just coming home to peace and quiet and just enjoying your own solitude or enjoying your friends or allowing yourself to be with someone else. So
now
this
let
is
me
up
ask
you
one. Yeah, okay, I completely understand. I mean, yeah, you couldn't be more right. Let me ask you a quick question here. I go to church on Sundays, and I go with my family, my husband, and my kids. Sometimes, you know, go on the
hey,
way
Karina,
to church, we end up in an argument.
Karina, could you do me a favor? I want you to hold on to that thought because I got to go to a commercial break. So we're not going to let you go, and then we'll get back to you right after our commercial break, okay? So I want
you to
hang on. All right, everybody, you're with Artie Hoffman and Angels and Answers. Skye's not with us today because she's feeling a little under the weather. And so stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but
get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Skye Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Skye has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Skye now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know. Conversation. No. Take the last train to Cottsville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh. Take the last train to Clarksville. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That was Last Train to Clarksville with the Monkees. So bringing a little fun, a blast from the past, always one of my favorites. So yeah, I'm into all that bubblegum music to the past, from the past. So I like that stuff. And, you know, it makes you feel like a kid again. And, you know, it brings back memories when you hear certain songs. And, yeah, so it's a lot of fun. Hopefully, you know, you enjoyed the old-time music. So right now, you know, for this topic, we were talking about love and being in love and infatuation. And, you know, infatuation is when you, because there's physical chemistry right away with each other, you think someone's hot, you think someone's gorgeous, you really enjoy the personality right from the get-go, but you really don't know much about them behind the scenes. And that's more or less what infatuation is. When you have this super, super deep love appreciation for somebody. And then, you know, again, you don't know what they are, what they're like behind the scenes. And the same thing goes with all our celebrity people. You know, you could have a famous actor or actress or singer. And then, you know, you find out that in real life, they turn out to be a jackass. You know, you don't know what their disposition is like, you know, and then you fantasize about them being your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or your wife. And, you know, to find out that they're not all who they're cracked up to be. So, you know, but you never know, you know. But, you know, for some people, I 100% believe love at first sight. And it's all about chemistry. If you don't have chemistry in the relationship, I don't care how good-looking the person is. I don't care how much money they have or what they do for you. If you don't have the chemistry, and you're not feeling it, if you're not excited to see them at the end of the day, the chemistry is gone, then, you know, it's gone. So it's, you know, like I said, it's, and here I am, we're speaking with Karina, and she's going through some, you know, challenging times with her marriage, and it's difficult. You can make things better, you know, and, you know, you have to decide, is the better good enough, or is it I'm still feeling empty, or I'm still feeling too incomplete, you know?
Well, but it's I believe all, that it's everything all, happens for a reason, too.
Right, everything happens for a reason.
And I believe that today, the reason for me calling here, which I am very thankful that to have me on the line and that you guys are doing this radio station, it's awesome. I'm new to it, but I'm really enjoying it. But real quick, now, you started talking about love at first sight right now. Now, I had another question. My question was this. One day, I got in an argument with my husband before church. He went to park the car. Me and my kids got off the car and started to head into the, you know, to the kids' service and all that while he parked the car. And as I got off the car, I was so irritated by him that I was just like, oh, my God, I'm so tired of his attitude, right? But as soon as I walked through the to the gate of the church, there was the greeter. It's a guy that I felt like it was an instant connection at that moment. I don't know if it was my vulnerability or what, but he made, like, after having that argument in the car, me and my kids get off, and he just, like, jumped and, like, did this shenanigan to make me and my kids laugh at that moment. When we, you know, it was such a stressful moment getting out of the car. And I felt like, oh, my God, I need somebody like this, like with so much energy and positiveness. And I'm just like, wow, this is what we need. And I told him, I said, thank you for that, you know. And then, like, I don't know why I felt like an instant connection that I don't know if it's just my imagination or what. Is there anything on that?
As far as this connection with this fella, I feel like there's a, you know, definitely a deep appreciation there for one another, you know. And, you know, I always say that there are certain people in my life that ignite my personality to come out stronger than others. When I'm around certain people, the best of me comes out. And when I'm around other people, sometimes I'm more somber. I'm not always this high energetic person. But as far as is there a potential with this, I think with all what you have going on, you know, this is like, you know, it's a chalk it up as a fun moment, as a playful moment, as a deep appreciation.
Absolutely.
As far as, as far as to bring it to more than what that moment
well,
was.
I'm just saying, in case I do decide to just not continue with my husband, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm, this is just like such a random moment. But then after that, like, he used to always greet people at that area. And then once he started seeing me and my husband come in, it was very obvious that he was trying to avoid me. And, you know, and I was just like, why is he trying to avoid me? I'm like, did he feel like a connection at that at that moment? And it was like, we have never seen
no,
each other before.
No, he didn't want to be disrespectful and have that same kind of energy or crunch in front of your husband.
I know that.
It's almost, yeah, it's almost like gawking at somebody. There's a difference when you're with your partner and you're noticing other handsome people
Absolutely.
Or other beautiful people
Is
and you're noticing
single?
Them, which is healthy, but then you're gawking at them where you're like really staring or like making a comment or something in front of, right in front of your spouse or partner. And he was being very respectful. It has
Absolutely.
Nothing to do with you. He was being respectful to your situation, even though you wish that you could just, you know, pull out a, some kind of a pull-out couch from a pull-out bed from the walls.
Oh, no, not at all.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay, but, okay. No. I am just saying, like, I mean, could it be that, like, you know, perhaps my husband and I, our direction is, you know, not a healthy direction, and I should just, you know, continue going to my church, and, I mean, I'm not going to seek this person. I mean, I see him, and...
Continue to go to the church because it brings you peace of mind, and now you need to reevaluate, huh. Is it all worth it? You know, and that's your personal decision. See, I've been in your shoes already, and I chose to bow out. You know, I try to work it. I deal with it. I try to work it, and then after a while, I for me personally, I bow out. And for others, they choose to stay for years and years and years. And you have kids involved and money, and there's a whole bunch of factors. But we have to go to a commercial break right now.
Okay, are we done?
I want to thank you for calling in. But if anybody wants to call me for a private session, feel free to give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02, or you could check out my website, artiehoffman.com, ArtieHoffman.com. So, Karina, thank you very much. And everybody else, stick around because I'm going to be right back right after this commercial break.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.